what I can. Change in me, give me courage to rise, to stand and believe, and the wisdom to know what I need to leave. Oh, I'm trusting you daily, faithfully.
Welcome back, ladies, to Sacred Singleness, the space where single women can heal, grow, and walk with God in every season. I'm your host, Maddie, and in today's episode, it's all about balance. We're going to be learning to guard your heart the way God calls us to, but without building walls so high that no one, not even God, can reach us. And we'll also talk about the journey from brokenness to wholeness, because guarding your heart well comes from knowing you're already being made whole in Christ. And I know, ladies, that we've been hurt. We've been hurt plenty of times by rejection, betrayal, and even disappointment. And our natural instinct as humans is to protect ourselves. So sometimes we say things like, I'll never let anyone in again, or I don't need anybody. And I'm going to be honest, I've never said I'll never let anyone in again, but I've said it multiple times that I don't need anybody. And that's really not good. I do need somebody. But, you know, while we all have boundaries, and I'm not saying boundaries are bad. Actually, boundaries are very healthy. And, you know, walls can keep us from receiving the very love that, you know, God wants to bring into our lives, right? The healing that he wants to bring into our lives, the friendship that he wants to bring into our lives. So boundaries are okay to have, but we cannot build walls, you know, to protect us. And that's what we've learned to do throughout the time. But in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And let's take a note that the Bible doesn't say lock your heart away, right? Because guarding is about wisdom. It's not in regards to fear. And it's about protecting your heart from lies, from toxicity, right? From toxic influences and sin and the external things that steer us away from God, while keeping it open, okay, to God's truth, his love, and a healthy community. And maybe, you know, you maybe are operating from a place of brokenness, right? Letting pain define your choices, and God doesn't leave us in pieces, right? In Psalms 147 verse 3, it tells us he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Because wholeness isn't about, you know, never being hurt again. It's about letting God take your chatter pieces and make something beautiful. So when you live out of wholeness, you can guard your heart wisely, you know, not out of fear, but out of freedom. And sometimes the walls that we build don't even start in adulthood. You know, it doesn't come from right now. It comes from our childhood wounds. And maybe, I don't know, you grew up with a mom, or you grew up with a dad who was emotionally unavailable. They were very critical of you, or just absent. And those unhealed scars, you know, they can later on show up in your adult relationships. And it shows up as fear of abandonment, right? Of mistrust, of shutting people out. Because those very first people in your life, such as your mom or your dad, and this goes for both men and women, that were supposed to be the prime example of what, you know, real love was. They were the ones that were supposed to show you and set the bar for you. They weren't around to do so. So now that, you know, you had to learn how to be hyper independent, you had to learn how to maybe keep, you know, to yourself, because, you know, whatever you said might had, you know, triggered them, and they were, you know, responded to you in a different way. You know, you always felt like you had to be that overachiever so you can be seen and heard. And that shaped you into the person that you are today, believe it or not. And it shaped how you handle relationships. And that is not good. But the good news is that God doesn't just want to heal our present pain. He wants to heal the roots. And it's funny because, you know, we were just talking about roots at our church this Sunday, and our bishop said, you know, the tree can have, you know, how can the tree produce good fruit, or how can the tree produce, you know, continue to produce leaves if the roots are poison, right? So God wants to heal the roots, because when we heal the roots, that's when everything starts to go back to its normality, right? It's like the weeds. He was also referencing it back to the weeds. He's like, you know, with the weeds, you can cut over the weeds, but guess what? They're going to keep growing, because you have to take them out from its roots. You got to pull them weeds out. You can't just keep mowing over it. Just keep mowing it and they're going to keep growing. So the same God who says he is a father to the fatherless in Psalm 68, verse 5, also promises to restore what was broken in our upbringing. You know, healing those parent wounds is part of moving from brokenness to wholeness. So you can love freely, you can love without fear, and you can let others love you back. Okay, guys, and what are some practical ways that we can guard our hearts without building those walls? And the first thing we can do, or we can start doing, is, you know, setting boundaries, not barriers, because boundaries are, they're rooted in wisdom, but like barriers, they're more rooted in like fear, right? So when you set a boundary, you know, you say, hey, I need some space. But then when you put a barrier, is you're ghosting people. You're not responding back to them. You're running away, right? You're building these walls. We got to let God filter our relationships. We got to ask him, is this person drawing me closer to you or pulling me away? And if the answer is that they're pulling you away, whether this is a relationship or a friend, then they're no good for you, sis. Okay, you got to let them be. You got to let them be. The people that surround you should be pulling you closer to God, not away from them. And stay open to love. I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult to stay open to love when people have done nothing but betray you, lie to you, you know, hurt you. But we can allow past hurts, even from our parents, convince us that all people will harm you, because just like you are a good person, there's other people out there that are good too. And discernment is very important when you're dating and when you're meeting new people. Because God often uses relationships such as friends, mentors, church families to bring us the healing that we need. But we also have to pursue our inner healing, right? We got to allow God to address our childhood wounds and our adult scars, so that, you know, you're not building walls out of pain. So this week, I want you guys to reflect on this question, okay? Am I guarding my heart with wisdom, or am I hiding it behind walls of fear? And then I want you to write down one wall that you've built out of brokenness. Maybe it's from a past relationship or even from a childhood wound. And then I want you that in prayer, I want you to ask God to begin transforming that wall into a boundary, one that protects your heart, but keeps it open to his healing love. And I want to thank you guys for joining me today on Sacred Singleness, ladies. You know, remember that guarding your heart doesn't mean shutting it down. It just means protecting it with wisdom while allowing God to lead you from brokenness and even childhood scars to wholeness. And if this episode blessed you, share it with another woman who may be struggling to open her heart again. And don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss our next episode. And, you know, where we'll be talking about contentment in the now, learning to embrace the season we are in. And until next time, remember, your singleness is not a setback, ladies. It's a sacred season of healing, wholeness, and preparation. And so we're going to close in prayer. Father, we come before you with open hearts. You see every scar from broken relationships, from disappointments, and even from childhood wounds we may carry into adulthood. We surrender those places to you, God. Heal what is hidden, restore what has been lost, and teach us how to guard our hearts with wisdom instead of fear. Make us whole in Christ so we can love others freely and receive your whole love deeply. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, ladies. And until next time, be blessed.
I'm letting it be. Lord, grant me serenity.